Hi, this is Amherst Eclectic, and back for another podcast. This time, in the news quite a lot, is Nick Cannon and his dalliances with, I think he has 12 kids now, and I think he's had one to two kids with at least six or seven women. I don't know. I've lost track. I mean, it's getting to be ridiculous. And the reason that it sort of puts a tinge in me every time I hear it is all I can think about is the drama of this whole situation. There are people who are addicted to drama. There are people who are addicted to crazy situations, and they tend to just keep creating those crazy, emotional, out-of-hand situations within their lives. And I think Nick Cannon is one of those people who insist on continuing to create more drama in his life because he's some sort of a drama addicted addict who, if there's not some sort of messed up situation happening, he's not happy. He's not getting that drama fix that he needs. He's not getting, you know, and a lot of what comes with drama, particularly when men are doing this, you know, having relationships with several different women, what comes with that is abuse. Abuse of those women and abuse of the children. And I guess the point I'd like to make is there's no way. I've said this about people who have multiple children who are married and in committed relationships. If you have more than four children, there is no way, even in a two-parent household, that those children are going to get enough attention from each parent. And that's just with four children between two people. We're talking 12 children between, I don't know, eight or nine people, considering who he's with. And then if those women are no longer in a relationship with him but have these kids with him, I mean, if the main goal for them was what? To get pregnant by Nick so that they could have big child support payment checks? I mean, I don't know. Maybe they all actually thought they would be the last one. They'd be the one that would hook him, you know? And apparently, you know, he's been in entertainment since he was a teen. From music to his hosting to acting, you know, he's got money. And maybe not as much money as some people in Hollywood, but more money than most people out in the general population have. And so these women feel like if they have a kid or two with him, you know, at least they have some sort of support. Or maybe if when they're in the relationship with him in the beginning, they think, like I said before, they're going to be the last one, and they're going to be the girl that, you know, made him settle down, you know, made him a honest man. I don't know. I think if anybody could have done that, it would have been Mariah Carey. Don't you? And he walked out of that relationship. Not a lot has been said as to why, but I wouldn't be surprised if, with what he's showing here recently, if the relationship with Mariah ended because he walked outside that marriage. And she just said, nope. Bye. You know? And I don't know what happened in that divorce. Like, if he got a big paycheck, you know, and maybe alimony from her, and if he continues not to be married, I mean, did he get an alimony payment? And maybe that's why he isn't getting married, is because he's going to continue to get alimony from her? I mean, I don't know. I don't know all the personal stuff that's going on there. But I did read an article, and let me see if I can go to it. I don't know if I'm going to be able to record at the same time. It looks like it's continuing to record. going over here on my phone, because I'm recording this podcast on my phone. Alright, there is a article, it was in Child Trends, it says it's a new study and examines men who father children with more than one woman. The contemporary portrait of multiple partner fertility, 5% of men will father children with more than one woman by the age of 25. This increases to 8% at age 30, to 12% at age 35, and to 15% at age 40. Okay, these are just research done with men who have had children with multiple partners. This does not include all men. Okay, let's make that clear. Okay. Moreover, these men have more children than men who have multiple children with the same woman, which is what I was saying earlier. More than one-third of men, 36%, who had children with multiple women, had four or more children. Which, what was I saying earlier? You have four or more, even in a monogamous, long-term relationship, you're not going to be able to give those kids enough attention if you have more than four. Okay, Cassandra Logan, PhD lead author of this study, stated, men who father children with more than one woman find it difficult to balance financial and social responsibilities across families. Consequently, fathers may spend less time with and reduce child support payments to their children living in other households. The study found that most men who had children with multiple partners, just over 70%, were married at the time that one or more of those children were born. This figure includes 24% of men who fathered children in multiple marital relationships and 46% of men who fathered children in a combination of marital and non-marital relationships. The remaining 29% only fathered children outside of the marriage. According to Jennifer Manlove, PhD, co-author of the study, we were surprised that the majority of men who had births with multiple partners did so within at least one marital relationship. This defies the stereotype of men fathering multiple children all outside of marriage. The study found that 61% of the men who fathered children with multiple women had served some time in jail, compared with 28% of men who fathered children with only one woman. Dr. Logan stated this association poses problems for children because of unstable family environments among the incarcerated fathers. The incarcerated fathers who have limited, if any, contact with their children. Having children with multiple partners was also found to be more prevalent among African American men, Nick Cannon, compared with white and Hispanic men, and men who grew up in households that were not headed by two biological parents. The study also found that men were more likely to have children with more than one mother if they had their first sexual experience at a young age, if they fathered their first child at a young age, or if their first child occurred, or the first birth occurred outside of marriage or cohabitation. Thus, according to Manlove, pregnancy prevention programs that are affected at delaying early sexual activity and postponing an early first birth may also help to reduce the prevalence of multiple partner fertilities. The research brief analyzed men from ages 15 to 44 and the 2002 National Survey of Family Growth. From the 2022 National Survey of Family Growth. Okay, so that last part, you know, I know I've said this many, many times in my podcast, sexual education. They just cited that if there is an intervention in these men's lives early on with sexual education, which sexual education doesn't just teach how it happens, what you do with your penis, what you do with a vagina, what, you know, how this all works, and how you become pregnant, and how you have babies. It tells them how to prevent that from happening as well with condoms, birth control, reversible vasectomies if that's where they want to go, etc. I mean, if you want to have sex with a lot of women, okay, get a vasectomy. Quit having babies. And not only are you having too many children that you don't have time for, that you cannot put attention into, you are causing a problem with the overpopulation problem we have on this planet Earth. The number one contributing factor to global warming and climate change is overpopulation. Too many humans. We have learned how to, you know, thrive and to use every resource on the planet for ourselves, to abuse the planet, and because of that, and because we've advanced in healthcare and so forth and so on, there's a lot less infant mortalities. Because, you know, people can go to a hospital now, they can have a C-section if they have a, breech birth, whatever. Kids are born too early, they're put in incubators, their lives are saved. So, overpopulation is just getting higher and higher. And then add to that IVF, people having kids beyond the years that they're supposed to be having kids. Also, not adopting children, you know, trying to have surrogates who have children for them so that they can have a little clone of themselves rather than just have a kid. I mean, we all know that's what IVF, surrogacy, that sort of thing is about. These are people who can't have children anymore or probably never were able to have children. And now they're adding to the overpopulation problem on the face of the planet because they want to have a little clone. They want somebody who looks just like them. When really, what being a parent is about doesn't have anything to do with that they're identical to you. You know, and everybody's so afraid to adopt. Oh, those kids are going to have problems. Guess what? I've seen people's own kids who have way more problems than the people I know who have adopted children. So having your own little clone doesn't mean you're not going to have problems. So add all that up, and sexual education is the key to stopping the problems that we have on this planet Earth. Go back to what we're talking about in this podcast. It is the key, apparently, to this study and other studies that I have read that have been done about men who have multiple female partners and have multiple children, is because if at a younger age someone stepped in, an educator stepped in, a sexual educator stepped in, or even a family member or somebody stepped in and made sure to educate that young man about sex, what happens, how to prevent it, condoms, the responsibility you have as a person, both female and male, of having too many children, so forth and so on. When that is done, when there's some sort of intervention programs that come in at an earlier age, whether it be mentorship with a big brother or getting them better education overall, not just sexual education, but education overall, all of these things seem to be solved because these kids are getting pulled out of what would have caused them to have low self-esteem. What would have caused them to not have done better things with their lives, like not having enough education, so forth and so on. So, you know, Nick Cannon, you know, has probably been in the entertainment business since he was really young. And, you know, he has so much attention put towards him that he has no responsibility really, because he's always made a lot of money. So he's never had to really feel responsible for other people. And again, I will go back to the drama. He likes the drama. But if these programs enter into a young man's life early on, it can prevent this sort of acting out, is the way I see it, behavior, when guys just go from one woman to one woman to one woman. I went on a mission trip down to Alabama. Yeah, down in Alabama. And the guy who was running this organization, it's called the Nehemiah Project, and it has spread nationally now, but it had just started down there with this guy who was he's an African American man, and he, marched with Martin Luther King, was very much in the active in the civil rights era, and passing for African Americans to vote, for women to vote, all of that stuff. He has a program that he heads down in Alabama that we went down there to help with, where they take single females of color, and I think it started out just being African American women, but now it's expanded to all women of color, and they find these old houses that abandoned houses, whatever, that nobody wants, that they can get for free. Then they step in and fix them up, and they give them to these women. Well, when we were there, and most of these women have kids with either, several men, or they have kids with some guy who's going around getting a bunch of women pregnant. And what we discussed when we were discussing this with this gentleman is what the real problem is African American men or men of color who just flip from one woman to another and have children, and they leave them financially responsible for these kids. And why do they leave them financially responsible? Because they don't work. And you want to know why these men don't work? Because they live with the women that they keep having children with. And they don't go get jobs because they don't want to pay child support. So they're trying to avoid paying child support. And in doing that, they just find another woman to support them. And apparently, in those communities, these low-income people of color communities, these women are almost desperate to have a man, to be able to say they have a man. It's some sort of a social badge to be able to say they have a man in their life. And even though he's not working, there's someone who's there to take care of things, or take care of the kids or whatever, that they will put up with it. These women will put up with these men not working. And then also you've got, the men who are dealing drugs and doing illegal activities to make money so that they can hide it, so they don't have to pay child support. And then all these women find out that they have all this money and they're not paying child support, so they try to go after him. I mean, it's a big mess. So, but the one thing that he pointed out was that these women seem to have the feeling that they have to have a man in their life to be complete. They have to have a man in their life to have like this badge of honor that they have a man and other women don't. And that was what they were trying to teach these women, is you don't have to have a man in your life. So let's roll back, and also solidify what this man was saying, is it's these men are abusing these women. These men are abusing these women because they know they can. They know the social mores of what is going on within these communities where women feel like they have to have a man, or they see it as a badge of honor to have a man in their lives, whether working or not. And so they use that. These men use that. And now it's gone beyond people of color communities, also to all men are doing this. You're finding it more often, happening more often with white men doing it as well, and not working and flirting around to different women. And these men seem to think that this is a, I'm a virile man, I'm a real man's man if I can get women to take care of me, if I can get women to let me have all these women to let me have children with them. And a lot of these men will insist that these women not use birth control. So let's go back to what I was saying before. You know, if you can intervene in a young girl's life as well with sexual education, with actual education, and get them to understand that they have control of their own lives and they don't have to, you know, be with a man in order to feel complete, that they can be single and stay single and not keep getting pregnant by these men, and they'll be okay, you know, and it's okay to not have to have a man in your life. And this is what you do to keep yourself from getting pregnant, you know. You know, there's a lot of things back in the day, you know, 30, 40 years back, you know, many years back, where women hid that they took birth control, that they were taking the birth control pill, or that they were getting the shot, or they were getting IUDs. They hid that from their partners because, you know, they didn't want to keep having children, because that's what keeps women in poverty. There's, you know, if a woman is in poverty, she will never get out of poverty if she keeps having children. So what Nick Cannon is doing is he is just doing the same thing that all these men that they used to call pimps did. You know, they would have different women and all these kids, and then they'd be taking, and then they'd take those women, some of those women, and they'd prostitute them out so they could make money off of them. So then that they didn't have to pay child support to the other women that they had kids with, because they're doing illegal activities. I mean, it's all this vicious cycle. So that was something we saw when we were down there helping to rehab these homes for these women in Alabama. That vicious cycle of abuse, that, you know, it's not just physical, emotional abuse that's happening. It's financial abuse. It's sexual abuse. Sexual abuse being that they're having all these kids and they're using them for to prostitute out, so forth. It's, you know, all of these financial abuse, you know, it's all of these levels of abuse that are happening to these women. And this project down there, which is spread across the country, is trying to get these women to realize they need to dump these men and just be alone. It's better to be alone than to be with somebody like that. So here we have Nick Cannon, which I previously mentioned, these women are just thinking they're gonna end up being the one married to him and be able to cash in on all the money that he's making. Same thing happens with these women who were in that program. They keep thinking they're going to hook these men, and they're going to be the one that the man ends up falling in love with, and will get married, and he'll go get a job, and he'll take care of them, and so forth and so on. But what they forget is all the kids he's had, if he did go get a job, they wouldn't have any money, because he'd have to pay all that child support for all the kids that he's had. So you're going to be broke anyway. I mean, Nick Cannon works a lot of jobs. And that's why he has to work all those jobs. Because he has a bunch of kids that he has to pay child support for. And then he has to take care of. And because he's in the public eye, he has to, you know, maintain that he's taking care of those people, those women that he's had all these kids with. Because they can come out in the public and trash him. And, you know, really actually ruin his reputation, which most of them probably won't do anyway, because then the money won't keep coming in, right? Then the child support won't keep coming in. But the fact that he just keeps going and keeps having kids and he doesn't stop, there is something really wrong with him. Any man who does this, has something psychologically wrong with them. Because you don't keep doing something like this. It's crazy. You can't just keep having kids with another person, another person, another person. If you want to have a harem, which that's the other thing that I think is going on here. I think he has actually called these women his harem, right? And then he goes around wearing the head wrap, you know, like he is the head of a harem. I mean, I really think psychologically there's a few nuts loose in Nick Cannon's head. Because I think that's what he sees himself as. He sees himself as some sort of king or whatever, and he's got all these women and they're his harem. Well, it wasn't right back then for men to do that to women, and it's not right now. That's called slavery. That's called sex slavery. And you think you're the big man on campus, and you think that sex slavery is okay, because that's what you're doing when you keep having kids with a bunch of women. You're using women as sex slaves. And, you know, I don't know why people haven't brought this up and sort of said it to his face. You know, there's something wrong with you. Is that why you're going around wearing that bandana around your head? Because you think you're some sort of sultan who has a harem? I mean, it's crazy. Somebody's put that idea in his head. But there is no way that he is going to be able to give enough time and attention to all of those children. And, you know, that this study that I read to you shows that. You know, there's a lot of reasons that people end up in these situations, and there's a lot of reasons that women end up in these situations. And what Nicanas is doing is he's taking advantage of these women who are probably desperate to find a way out of whatever situation they're in financially. Maybe they are in poverty, or maybe they are wanting to become an actress, or maybe they're wanting to get into music business, and he's using them, manipulating them, sexually abusing them in order to get what he wants. So I just think that people need to realize that it isn't funny. I mean, I think a lot of people look at the situation and say, well, you know, he's doing what he wants to do. No, he's abusive. I put him on the same level. Well, I don't want to say he's an R. Kelly, because R. Kelly was abusing young girls. But I put him on a level of that type of abuse. You know, you're abusing women. That's what he's doing. And a lot of these women are younger, much younger than him. And they're thinking he's going to get them into the business. So he's doing an R. Kelly move. I mean, that's why R. Kelly had so much access to young underage girls, because their parents and those kids, those young girls, were hopeful that they were going to get into the music business. And then he literally was a pedophile who was abusing them. I don't see that as being, you know, of course, you know, these women that Nick Cannon is with are considered adults. They may be barely adults, but again, he is doing the same thing that R. Kelly did. They're wanting to get into TV, music, movies, and I wouldn't be a bit surprised if he's making these women think that they're going to, or he's making them think that they might end up married to him and be able to, you know, be taken care of. So he's really abusing women. And then on top of that, having so many children that he will never have time for. He will never be able to give them the time that they deserve or the love that they deserve, because there's just too many kids. And he just keeps having kids. There's no way that he can do that. Recently, he made the comment when somebody told him, you know, quit having so many kids. Like, he was on some sort of an interview and he's like, well, it's my body. My body, my choice. Now he's trying to compare what he's doing to women having the right to abortion or to birth control and being able to not have so many kids. No, you are the antithesis of that statement, Nick Cannon. You are the antithesis of that. You are the problem. You're the reason that women need birth control so they don't have to keep having kids. I don't know. So that's just something that was kind of under my skin today and bothering me, that he said that and then, you know, finding out he's having another kid. What do you think? What's your opinions on what Nick Cannon is doing, or any man who does this in everyday life? Let me know. Until next time.